This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 30th of September, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On behalf of all of the students, I just want to say congratulations. We are 1 month into the new school year. That means we 1 month down. Summer vacation is just around the corner. We just got Christmas vacation and Easter vacation. And hold on, you got a couple of holidays in there too, students. Don't stress out. We got National Heroes Day coming up in October. And then you got your Christmas and your New Year's and your Boxing Day. And then you got Majority Rule Day. And then we got Easter coming up. Don't worry. Don't stress out at all. You almost have more vacation days than you get school days. Welcome to On the Clock on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. I'm just waiting for Mr. Sawyer to get here. And while we do that, I've got some birthdays out to give out, some happy birthdays to give out. So happy belated birthday to Roxanne McFadden from from London. Anyway, somebody I met when I went to school in London, a dorm mate who's from Greece. And that was really cool because there are a lot of cultural things that we shared, especially the love of the sun. I want to say happy belated birthday to Adelia Major from, the violinist group. They're everywhere in New Providence entertaining you on a Saturday as they raise funds for their organization, for their group. Happy belated birthday. And today, a bunch of birthdays. Happy birthday to Laurette Miller, to Ordain Moss, to Scott Trico, and to Gianno Gucci Wallace from The Spot. The Spot 242, Bahamas Improv Comedy House. And then tomorrow and on Sunday, there are a bunch of birthdays. I just control them in here now. I would say tomorrow, celebrating birthdays, Brian Boddy, Aaron Brown, Rupert Missick, and Calais Burrows, among others. And on Sunday, my good cousin, Janaea Hepburn, happy birthday. My other good cousin, Kenren Urie, happy birthday coming up. And my other good cousin, Rukenya Demerit Nash, coming up this weekend as well. Happy birthday to everybody. There's a little bit of news in the paper. There was a story that I was looking at. Acting CMO defends mask mandate for classrooms. I'll talk a little bit about this on Monday if we get a chance to get a full lineup. But the first thing that popped into my mind was, these the same classrooms that don't have ceiling fans installed? Like, y'all don't design or construct the classrooms with fans? These the same classrooms that the students should be wearing masks for the entirety of their time in the classroom, for the whole day? These are the same classrooms where some teachers have to buy their own fans to bring to schools. Even a school like QC, when I was at QC, you sitting down, the windows were higher than your head in some classrooms. And I was told that so you don't get distracted, you're looking out the window all the time. But we just want to make sure that when we're making these decisions, that we're actually centering, the constituency we're supposed to be serving. And that is primarily the students and the teachers. You see, these things are important. All right, now I've got a word for you from BTC. BTC bundle customers, you just got a free speed bump. That's right. The fastest and most reliable fiber internet in the Bahamas is now up to 3 times faster for free. Here's how we're bumping up your current speeds. If you have the Extreme 100 Plus Talk 24/7 bundle, your speeds are going from 100 megabytes per second to 300 megabytes per second. That's Mbps. If you have the Extreme 100 Plus TV Max bundle, you're going from 100 Mbps to 300 Mbps. And if you have the Extreme 150 Plus Talk 24/7 Plus TV Max bundle, you're jumping from 150 Mbps to 300 Mbps. Nothing to do, just keep doing you. That's BTC. See, I got a couple of texts. Let me read these to see if I could read them outline. Text says, great show as usual, Miss Green. Don't mind the government, them people. Head ain't no good. Still wear your mask after tomorrow. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my critical thinking, spatial awareness, and mindfulness, right, to determine when and where I'm not going to use my mask. Now I could walk around the place in public outside with no mask on. I love it. I may keep my mask with me. Why? I can tell you why. Because Bahamians just have this like urge to just jam up. It's like a reflex. They just have an urge to get jam up, you know? And I want to be prepared in case that happens. It happens a lot. You could get sort of stuck in a space, jam up, because people are not paying attention. You know, they're not really conscious of the space that they occupy. So I keep my mask just in case. See, here's another thing. I'm almost certain that the government didn't implement any regulations to, you know, provide oversight for businesses and spaces open to the public that have air conditioning. Because accompanied with all of the protocols and regulations should have been regulations to ensure that businesses that have air conditioning systems with filters are required to clean them regularly and to implement the most advanced and accessible technology available. You know, like how y'all was laughing at Trump, y'all say, Trump, tell the people to drink bleach. But did you know that there are UV, there are filters that you can use in your business to clean the air at the entrances, you know, and at the exits? Things like that. Little tiny things like that I thought we would have seen. So thank you, Texter. And also, let's not be, I think we're going to have to talk about this, right? Like the new normal. What are the etiquette? What's the etiquette? What are the rules for public spaces? First of all, we're not going to be beating up on people who feel like they need to wear a mask, okay? You don't get to question why they feel they need to wear a mask. Most importantly, you don't want somebody to look you dead in your face and say, it's because of your breath that I choose to still wear a mask. Like, let's just avoid all of that and be respectful to people.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm even better because I have on my Rowan shirt, and you know I can't just row by myself. That doesn't work. It's great to see you.
Great to see you too, man.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
I mean, there was a tremendous shift in my attitude.
Me too.
From yesterday afternoon.
I am so sorry that I was late. I was celebrating too much last night.
What were you celebrating?
The Dolphins lost. Sardines are back being the Sardines.
I swear.
And if we won't be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
They really on a 2-game losing streak because the Bills lost the game on Sunday. The Dolphins didn't win that. The Bills lost that game. If Josh Allen passed that ball properly, that game is over.
The game would have been over.
The game was over.
21-19 seemed close enough for that to be.
That game was over.
Because here's what happened. I stopped watching that game, the Dolphins-Bills game, in like the half of the last quarter. Because I thought it was over.
Exactly.
I thought it was Dolphins. And I was at a little party, you know? And so I had to go party. And then I heard shouting from the men's room where they was watching the game. And I realized something was afoot.
They was in the road having a junkanoo rush out.
The Finns, when they lost?
The Finns, when they won. They had a junkanoo rush out.
Yeah, because we... we are Doll fans. I picked that up in social media.
Yeah.
We are Doll fans. And we're going to celebrate.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
They just love to celebrate in September. I want the Dolphins to try to see if they could win some games in January when it counts.
Listen, I am committing to send one solar heater. I can commit to one solar heater because I appreciate what you're saying. The Dolphins, they fall off when it get cold.
Every time. They fall off whenever the playoffs come around. Enter losing streak now. But, I mean, you are what your record says you are. And right now, they're 3-1. They're on top of the AFC completely. They have the best record in the whole of the AFC.
Take a picture. All Dolphins.
Yeah,
okay, take
a picture right now.
Put it up at the airport.
Just the best it can be for you.
Nobody needs to know that it probably changed last night.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa is indeed hurt. He should never have played last night.
Yeah.
You know, this greed of trying to get wins and trying to be relevant, it really could have been a serious detriment to his health. You know, like he has concussions. He had one on Sunday and they still played him.
Wow, with a concussion.
Yeah, with a concussion. Yeah, although they tried to lie and say it's back problems. He's hurt.
Yeah.
He's very much hurt.
And he shouldn't have played.
He should not have played. Yeah. Like, he needs to take off, and not just because I want to see the Dolphins lose, but, you know, after football, you're, what, 32, 33?
Yeah, you got a whole life you need to live.
Yeah, you still have 60 more years of life.
Yeah, and if you can't find a coaching job and something in athletics, then it's going to be rough for you.
Then you just have the real world at that point.
Yeah.
Okay? And he needs full use of all of his extremities.
Jazz Chisholm. Jazz, you hearing this?
Listen, they shut him down a long time.
His team, the Marlins, right?
Yeah, man, you have to save him from himself.
Yes, and listen, so I read this article, right? It is in, I can tell you right now, in The Guardian, I think. Jazz says he'll suit up for Great Britain, right? Now, mind you, the baseball classic, World Classic 2023, isn't until March, right? So for a minute, I was like, Jazz, you can't do that. You can not play for your professional team, but go and play for these guys. But by March, that should be enough time for a solid, solid recovery. But why I thought of this story, Mr. Soy, is because when you read the story, they did an interview with Chisholm on like the press day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the injury, and he knew he was injured before he exacerbated the injury, right, that really got him on the bench. He knew he was injured, and apparently he said to the trainer or the team physician, look here, can I still play because I think this is my year? He said, can I still play because I still got it? I need to burn this fire while it's burning. And the person said, well, yeah, you could still play. It's going to require intensive post-game therapy, you know, icing up and all your protocols. And Jazz said he's going to give it a go, you know. And so I want to say to Jazz, like, on behalf of the whole country, buddy.
Like, take your time.
Yeah, nobody could deny what you did. Like, you're right. You were hot, and you did it. You didn't just put yourself on the map. You put the whole country on the map. You gave the government and the Ministry of Tourism an opportunity to grow our reach into the world for real. You had little baseball fans lining up to take pictures with you.
And he has a tremendous future ahead of him.
Yeah.
If he listens to his coaches,
yeah,
his doctors, his trainers, and just listen to the little voice inside that says, hey, maybe I should shut it down.
Right, and because that's going to be the mark of the true professional, and that's of your advancement and your skills. If you could listen to your body and listen to your team, and know when to shut it
down.
You know, just like
that's
Shaq.
That's why LeBron has been in the league for 20 years now.
Yeah, and like Shaq had to learn how to not break backboards. He had to learn mid-air how to pull it in. I tell you, I broke my ankle once
I remember.
I had to learn how to shut it down. I went so high in the sky that the guys around me were shocked. They tell me, no, you can't. They were like, miss, you can't do that.
And you've been shut down so long, you ain't turned it back on since.
The way my insurance set up.
It ain't set up that way.
No, not at all. But, you know, I just wanted to say that jazz, like, is great. You can be representing the Bahamas and Great Britain. But don't destroy yourself trying to do that. We don't need that from any of our athletes. Okay, Mr. Soy, I'm so glad that you were here. You are here.
Yeah, man, I was celebrating up the yin-yang that the Dolphin fans have to shut up. I celebrated a little too much last night. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
It was great. It was great knowing full well that the most they could tell me, oh, yeah, your Niners are 1-2. Hey, we play in January, buddy.
True.
We play in January.
You know, I can talk about the Niners in a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. We play in January, though. Yeah, we have a slow start right now. We play in January.
That's when you
those Sardines to try play a game. Not even win. Just try play a game in January. Please. That's the playoffs, by the way. I don't know if y'all know that.
If I wasn't so scared of the cold, I'd row with you just now. But listen, there's a new sport in the Bahamas. It's called pickleball.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called pickleball.
Okay.
They had a tournament this Saturday, the 24th, at Palm Key.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like mini tennis. Pickleball is an indoor or outdoor racket paddle sport where two players or four players hit a perforated hollow polymer, it's like a hard plastic ball, over a 36-inch high net using solid-faced paddles. Two sides hit the ball back and forth over the net until one side commits a rule infraction. Now, it didn't say scores a point, you know. It says commits a rule infraction.
So you just play until you're tired?
It seems so. I don't know yet, but the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture was at the event, taking a look at it. He tried his hand at it. And I'm going to say, I like it. I like it. It seems like it's something fun to do.
Yeah, man. Know?
As much fun as competition.
It sounds like everybody could play.
Yeah, and that's what it is, would be neat.
Yeah.
I would like y'all to, the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture, to focus on this, because this may be a great sport for Bahama Games. This may be something fun. Also, you guys should check out this article in Monday, so September the 26th, Nassau Guardian, main section, is called Board Lessons, written by Siobhan Moss, and it covers the journey of the chess Olympiads.
Kenny there.
Yeah, Chica and the guy, and Chica's the girl, and the rest of the team, who went to Chennai, India, to play in the Olympiad. It's a great story. Check it out, man. Those young people are just doing great things. Also, Bahamian Jay Talon advances to the IESF World Championships. Now, this is a big story, Mr. Sawyer. Bahamian Jonathan Lucius, whose username is Jay Talon, qualified to represent the Bahamas at the International Esports Federation World Esports Championships set for December 1st through 12th in Bali, Indonesia. He will be competing in Tekken 7. Finish him. Tekken 7.
Wow. Listen, right, that's for like Yoshimitsu.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, that's a character.
Listen, I just know.
Yeah.
When I was playing Tekken, it just is too much adrenaline for me.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on.
It's so first of all, I know we had esports in the country. It's just difficult catching up with them. And their events, I don't hear about them until they're over. But Lucius will have a chance to take the IESF Tekken title and $25,000 prize pool. He had to win a local match to compete in the Pan American Regionals. He finished fourth overall in the Pan American Regionals, and that is taking him to the global competition. He competed against Colombia, Guadeloupe, Ecuador, Jamaica. Well, these are the teams. Costa Rica and Panama, he lost against, I think his toughest victory was Guadeloupe, and his easiest victory was Jamaica. We ain't making fun of you, Jamaica. Use our cousin. Be cool with that. But this is the most important part. Mm-hmm. He started playing when he on the PlayStation 1 when he was 5.
PlayStation 1, yeah.
He started when he was 5. Their parents, didn't we tell y'all?
Games make sense.
There was a there's career in this. Didn't we tell y'all y'all could make money from this? Mm-hmm. Didn't we say, Mummy, but this is important? Yeah. And you said, I pull in this plug before I cut it.
This plug, go get me books.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But listen.
That time, gamers making more money than a teachers. 40-hour work week, 40-hour working teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, dear parents.
Let them play the games.
Imagination. Sometimes your children could see beyond your wildest imagination. Congratulations, Jonathan Lucius. Okay, now I know you're going to love these stories.
Go on.
But I mean, I don't know if you're going to love them. First of all, Sac senior boys dominate at the BAISS league.
Sac girls dominate?
No, Sac boys.
Sac boys dominate?
Sac senior boys dominate. They were playing at Kingsway Academy. Sac didn't show any mercy. And you know who else didn't show any mercy? The person who wrote this article. It is what they said. While it was just the first game for the Big Red Machine, it was the second straight loss for the Saints, who marched past the Temple Christian Suns in their season opener. I just want to say, Brent Stubbs, that was unnecessary, man. I mean, it was witty and hilarious. But don't do the Temple. Don't do the Kingsway Saints like that. Don't do them like that. To follow up, though, because, you know, we can't just have sack news.
Yeah,
out
please.
There.
Yeah, please. Let's just, let's not talk about the cult.
QC Comet senior girls win 2 straight. Let's just talk about another cult. I don't mind saying it. Another cult.
It's not a cult. It's an understanding at QC.
Yeah.
It's a following.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a fan base.
And the article says, even though it was the second straight lopsided victory, the girls feel like they didn't produce their best so far. That's what drives QC students, right? We feel disappointed. Not because we lost, we didn't lose, but because we didn't play as hard as we should have. And that's the type of spirit you want driving your student athletes. And Mr. Yorgo Coyle, the head coach of St. Andrews, said despite suffering their second straight loss, he was pleased to see some improvements from the opener against St. Anne's Blue Waves on Tuesday. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Progress.
Absolutely. So we got some baseball stories here. Pitching for youth baseball made inaugural visit to the Bahamas. This is a good thing. And like we said, we told Jazz, take time. Don't be stressing your body out. We all still love you. Another quick story. 4 young Bahamian sailors ready for the Optimist South American Championships. That's going to be October 8th in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
All right, who
I'm going to tell you right now. It is 14-year-old Eliza Denning.
All right, cool.
15-year-old Zane Monroe.
All right, cool.
12-year-old Patrick Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. And they train with the Life at Key Sailing Club. Okay. And 14-year-old Norman Cartwright, who sails with the Bahamas National Sailing School. Look here, y'all go and do well.
Yeah, man. Make us proud.
And this
make yourself proud.
First and foremost. Mm-hmm. And then remember to thank your mummy and your Grammy for all their support. God, mummy, Grammy, in that order. Fidelity Bahamas Optimist Nationals all set for Montague Bay this weekend. So, 2 things. Go out and support. This is, an international tournament. It's certainly the first ever in the Bahamas. It will bring hundreds of young sailors and their teams into Nassau from all corners of the world for the largest ever sailing event in the country. So here's what this means.
That's tourism.
A, go out and support. Mm-hmm. B, it can be a little traffic logged.
Yeah.
Be patient.
C, pee before you go on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5, just bring your own garbage bag. Trust me, just bring your own garbage bag.
Yeah, please, man.
Don't watch nothing.
Please.
7, Montague Ramp right there. Go buy some Kong salad. And then if you have your garbage bag after the event, you fill it up, go right over there and say, look here, we just need to throw this garbage away so it don't stay on the beach.
Yeah.
And they can direct you to the bin.
Yeah, if not, why not, man? I got to keep the bleach. Keep the beach clean.
Absolutely.
There are people around the world who feel like Monaco Beach is the best beach they ever saw.
It is.
It's the best beach they ever saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not talk about cabbage. Let's not go to Exuma. Let's not discuss.
Or Seven Mile Beach in Lutra. Yeah, Monaco Beach is it.
Monaco Beach is the best beach. There are people around the world who will tell you that.
Yeah. So let's
keep that.
Cherish it. So bring your patience and bring your spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go have a good time. That's going to be fun,
it's
man.
It's good local tourism.
Okay, so that's sailing. You know, we take in the national sport to sailing. Mm-hmm. I got a cricket story for you, dead quick.
Wow.
The Bahamas and world team secure wins in cricket. The Bahamas Cricket Association played...
And the one and only place that we can play cricket?
The Hanes, the Oval Hanes, right?
That's the one and only place.
Yeah, yeah, that's the place.
The one and only place.
So it is the Nations League 2020, T20. Tournament at Haynes Oval.
Okay. We did anything?
The world team took down Asia and the Bahamas dominated Jamaica with an 8-wicket victory.
Bahamas dominated Jamaica?
Yeah.
The Bahamas?
The Bahamas.
In cricket?
In cricket.
Dominated?
Yes.
Jamaica?
Yes.
Never?
Serious? Once. Definitely this time. Yeah, man.
What?
And what I love about this tournament the most is I read in the article and then I realize that they named the teams the way that they did. So somebody could say the Bahamas against the world because the world is a team. I didn't realize that, right?
Oh. Okay, yeah. So it's a world team.
It's called, the team is called the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But the team was comprised of players from all over the world.
I think so.
Okay,
I hope
so. That would be okay because a Jamaican cricket team can play cricket.
Yeah, no.
You know, we know how to eat stew fish out there by the cricket.
That's what we do best.
Yeah, that's what we do best. We go out there to eat food by the cricket club. We don't really...
Cricket.
Yeah, the sun a little bit too hot out there. So, yeah, okay, fine. You play the world team and fellas around the world may not be as good as a disciplined Jamaican team.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So the Bahamas is now 1-1 while Jamaica is 1-2.
So you say that's Jamaica? Okay, so we played Jamaica?
Yeah.
Must have been a junior team.
I don't watch nothing. We win.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, we could have played their Grammys and respectfully and politely, we won though. Cricket action continues this weekend with the Lions playing the Pace Setters at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday's game will pit St. Agnes against the Police at 2 p.m. So you could imagine when
they say... That come like a replay of the Notre Dame versus... Miami Hurricanes football saga that happened in the 90s. You know what they call that?
What they call that?
The Saints versus the Sinners.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah. Michael Irvin and them. Yep.
Brent Stubbs, you tell these people name the team like this, hey. Bahamas against the world. Anyway, it's great to see cricket happening because their pockets, you know, it's not the most popular sport anymore, but they got a fierce following. Young flag football teams perform admirably better than I did just now, in Florida. Now, listen, they took three teams to the Flag Football World Championship Tour's Orlando Major Qualifier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The 11 and under, the 13 and under, and the 17 and under. Now, the 11 and under team, they had a winless tournament, 0-3. Not too good. But the other two teams were able to record wins and advance in tournament play. 13 and under had a rough start, but were able to rally and were crowned the champions of the 13 and under division.
Way to go.
They defeated the Spring Hill All-Stars 20-13, and the under 17 team finished a perfect 2-0 in their first round. But they lost 19-12 to the West Boynton Saints. In the semifinal game. That's right, they did really well.
Yeah, man,
they did really well. Also, shout out to Casey Lynn Smith, who's back and won a division title at the Fall Classic. You can find that article, I think, in The Guardian as well. Quickly, UB hosts first ever cross country meet this weekend. There's also a traffic notice. That's also a go out and support notice.
Where are they running?
It's going to be at the National Stadium. So it's going to be at Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Okay. And I think it's going to be within the grounds. They've mapped out a course, I think, that stays with in the grounds of the stadium. So I don't think it's going to interfere with traffic.
That area, okay.
But I'm hoping that the crowd that's going out to attend will interfere with traffic, mm-hmm. go and support the UB Mingos in their first ever.
I guarantee there's some people who I know going to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my classmate, Bernard DeMarin. He's a runner. He's one of those.
I imagine all the roadmasters going to be out there. And also, there was a story I didn't pick up. I said, it's congratulations. One of our local roadmasters teams, they competed in the Berlin Marathon, I think. And we want to say congratulations to them. I find that story.
You know where they place? No?
I couldn't find the story, man. Okay. It flashed. I mean, I just want to say congratulations mm-hmm. to them.
That's a journey.
Yeah, it's a big, big journey. Last mention, boxing is back. So that event we talked, man, last Mr. Sawyer, the event we talked about, one of the winners called to say, look here, it was off the chain.
Yeah?
Yeah, they loved it and they appreciated the ticket and the opportunity to go out and see it.
Good.
They had a big heavyweight match between John St. Surin and Eric Williams. In mm-hmm. the end, St. Surin won the heavyweight belt.
He cheat. Because Eric's don't get beaten in sport.
I sort of agree with you. Mm-hmm. I would you. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a cheating situation.
Yes.
Fred Sturp watched the bouts from ringside. Remember, it's the inaugural Fred Sturp Championships. He was awarded a plaque for his contribution to the sport. There were other awards. The most valuable boxer of the night was Davis. I didn't see his first name in the story. It's okay. Stubbs won the Fighter of the Night award, and Johnson was the most improved fighter. The overall winning club was the Major Payne Boxing Club. Way to go.
Excellent.
Especially for these young men. Look here. I ain't trying to tell you don't be manly. You know, I ain't trying to tell you don't be rough and tough. And I had a nephew. I have a nephew. When he was born, it's like in his first life, he was a rock. And in this reincarnation, he's a human. And he want to touch everything. He want to tumble and have fun. And so, and nobody is telling these young men that they have to somehow, you know, tamp down the energy. But boxing is a great way to develop the sort of discipline and self-control mm-hmm. required to be a man's man in this world.
Yeah, to harness that
fury. Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Put it to good use.
You could imagine you harness all we all on the road and all that energy. Like, I gonna run this light, man. You could build a house with that energy, you know. If you harness it in the right way, that's what our ancestors used to do. They had no car. They had no just road. It was just horse and carriage.
Just horse and carriage.
So they build a house on the weekend to deal with that energy.
Yeah, man. Get rid of that nervous energy.
Absolutely. Okay, so I got a text here. Says, please announce sailing event time and place. Okay, so the sailing event, the Optimus Nationals, is going to be at Montague this weekend. And I would say get out there at 7 a.m. I think that's a good time. But in the absence of clear information, call the Nassau Yacht Club. Call the Nassau Yacht Club and they will give you all of the details. But that is definitely going to be at Montague Beach or Montague Harbor, Montague Bay. Okay, Mr. Sawyer, NFL and NBA news. I gotta do this little NBA story. This is just killing me. So
yeah, go on.
The Heat are here. They're back third time.
Yeah, they're here until tomorrow. I think tomorrow or something.
Right, they had the training camp, Bahama Ballroom. It was great. I want to say, Jimmy Butler. Why nobody told me Jimmy Butler was a Bahamian?
Yeah, he ever don't care how to do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He called himself the greatest domino player in the world. It was at that moment.
That I knew
he was a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He said he'd be here all the time. He loves it. And our friend Haslam says, I come in.
UD is always here, man.
Yeah, he said, I got into McKenzie's, under the bridge. You know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
We coming. Don't watch nothing. And they're here. So I'm glad that they enjoyed themselves. And come on, make it a home. In fact, y'all and Orlando Magic should try to be here at the same time. So y'all could play some little scrimmage and entertain the tourists. You don't have to entertain us. We live here. We get it. It's great. But entertain our guests. That would be great. So that's the music. We're going to a break. And when we come back from the break, it is time for some more NFL news.
Yeah, man, we're getting to week four.
Yeah, I've urged to talk about the 49ers.
No problem.
I don't know, I have on my Rowan shirt. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Now, you know we're going to get into that NFL talk, but I got a quick word for you from BTC. You just got bumped up. Bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3 times the speed increase for free. That means if you have the Extreme 100 Plus Talk 27 bundle, or the Extreme 100 TV Max bundle, or even the Extreme 150 plus Talk 27 plus TV Max bundle, your internet speed just went up to 300 Mbps. Nothing to do? Just keep doing you. So I'm going to need those minutes. I'm going to need every method of telecommunications possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I own a plan right now. I pay $40 and I get to talk free both here, United States.
And I get to row. I get to row for free.
Yeah. WhatsApp, YouTube, all of that.
I could be sitting in this room watching this one game, right? And I could pick up my phone and I could WhatsApp my friend and tell them, prepare for the call because I'm going to call you to row you.
Right.
As you watch the other game in the other room.
As is customary.
Yeah.
As is customary.
I wish I had a husband so I could let him know every Sunday is rowing day. And so I'd have somebody, you know, to row with.
Mm-hmm.
It's rowing alone. That's what marriage is about. Rowing by yourself is just craziness. But who told the Colts and the Chiefs to play each other?
I don't understand that game for nothing.
Man,
I mean, the Colts won.
But that's my team. They're supposed to win.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are supposed to beat them. I mean, beat the brakes off of them.
Well, this is what I thought was going to happen because the Chiefs are also my team. I thought that I was surprised. I thought the Chiefs was going to win. What happened to Mahomes?
I don't know. Sunday was a real, like, wow, like, what happened? We lost to the Broncos by one.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you something.
I just want you to know, I put that here, though. So you can see it.
We lost to the Broncos by one. The Chiefs got beat. The Bills beat themselves. I can say it again. The Bills beat themselves.
The Packers beat the Bucks.
Yeah, the Packers was going to beat the Bucks. The Bucks didn't have any good wide receivers. They just signed Cole Beasley, but see, 3-4 days before. So he only knew two sheets out of the playbook. So he was a non-factor. Mike Evans was suspended. Tom Brady had no one to pass the ball to. Cameron Brady was double covered.
We could pass it to himself. I mean, he's that type of player.
I wish he could, but, you know, and then, like they had Tom Brady actually running. He had to run for some yards. Like, that's how bad it was. He had no one to pass the ball to.
Wow.
You know, so I fully expected him to get beat.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And we lost to the Broncos again, yes. All day I didn't bet, yes. But that's a superstition. Like, I don't want people to think I don't bet.
Right.
It's just, you know, you have some people that wear like lucky draws, or they wear two different color socks, or they eat certain food, or you know, they make sure, because game day is game day. You know, and it's your super, and your superstitions are your superstitions.
Look here.
And you have to stay true to them.
I bet you if I had a boyfriend for game day, the Dolphins would win. That's what I need. I need a date for the game day.
Mm-hmm.
That can be my superstition. See, because when they beat the Bills, my nephew was in town.
Okay, so you need a man around.
He sat next to me like I was an old lady, and he's like, "You good, auntie? Everything okay?"
Mm-hmm.
And that worked.
So you need a man around.
Yeah,
what you're
perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. Come with your own plate, though. I ain't feeding you on Sunday. Okay.
But the plate got her food in it? You say, come with your own plate.
I like you. Be smart like him. Be sharp like him. I like that. The Cowboys beat the Giants. How did that happen?
Well, the Giants are they are improving, but their 2-0 record coming into that game was a bit of a...
A fluke.
A bit of a fluke.
They sort of like the Dolphins.
Definitely like the Dolphins.
I got you. Yeah. All right, so week four.
Mm-hmm. Week four.
We're like here. You say, we knock off that first game.
Mm-hmm.
But we can pretend like it didn't even happen.
Yeah. What happened was supposed to happen. Whether Tua was in the game or not, the Dolphins are going to get beat.
I got you.
I can assure you.
I got you. Colts versus Titans. What's Colts' chances beating the Titans?
Well, I don't know. Like right now, the NFL season is so wishy-washy. Like, the Titans were beaten by the Giants, and the Colts beat the Chiefs. So right now, you know, and that's a division game, so you don't really know. You know, that's an opponent that knows you, and they really want to beat you because, you know, that's how you get, you know.
Yeah, that's how you advance, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see. You'll see. I mean, I know we play in Monday night. We play in...
The Rams on
Monday.
That's a big game, man.
That's a big game. Yeah, you know, during the regular season, we've owned the Rams the last three seasons. Yes, they beat us in the NFC Championship game last year. First time in 3 years they beat us. So that's another... We'll see. But of course, you know, I go in with the Niner gang.
Yeah.
Always.
I got you.
All right, from the womb to the tomb, son.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bid.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have work on Monday.
Yeah, bade then. Another mishmash. I don't know why they keep putting my teams together, you know.
Okay, it's good. What I can do is I can bade, but I ain't gonna wash my back. I got to keep something superstitious.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Bucks versus Chiefs.
Whew, that's the game of the night.
That can be a good game.
That's the game. That's the game to watch Sunday night because Mike Evans will be back. Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, possibly for the last time, unless they meet in the Super Bowl, because, you know, Brady's wife telling him, retire or divorce me.
Yeah.
You know, so, this possibly could be the last time we see the old God versus the new God.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, I expect the Chiefs to win. I expect the Chiefs to, in a nail biter, last second, touchdown drive. I expect the Chiefs to win. Because the Bucs just don't have enough on offense right now.
To pull it together
right now. Like, if this game was 3 weeks from now, yeah, Chris Godwin would be back. Cole Beasley would be further caught up on the playbook. Mike Evans, yeah. I mean, he'll be back for this game, but he's but one man.
Yeah.
You know, Cameron Brady is still going to get a double team. So, yeah, you know, we'll see.
Now, that game, Bucks versus Chiefs, that's going to be played in Tampa. So, we've been following the storm. What I read was that Tampa was sort of spared.
It's gonna be played in Minnesota, actually.
You sure? Because I thought I read that they were gonna keep it in Bucks versus Chiefs. That they were gonna keep it in Tampa.
They probably need to keep that game in Minnesota just for the sake of you don't know what kind of structural damage might have happened.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked.
James Stadium. Yeah, I really feel like they should take it back to Minnesota. That was the word up until Wednesday that they were gonna have the game in Minnesota. So. Now you kind of, like you skated past the hurricane now and you still want to have the game. I mean, people there without light right now, man. Have the game in Minnesota. Let people fill up the bars and watch the game, eat chicken wings and chips and, you know, and call it a day.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought maybe they felt like this would be a great boost to the morale and the spirit of the people around there, right, that the game is going on. But like you say, the risks involved so soon after the storm in the midst of the cleanup.
If I'm a Tampa Bay fan, I would not go.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a bit of maturity. And I hope that we see that same maturity in the back office, like the front office and the back office, as you see, and as they're demanding from the players.
Exactly.
That, you know, you make sound decisions on behalf of everybody and put the money aside. Put the money aside for a moment. Do what's best, not just for your team, but what's best for the community as a whole.
Yeah.
And maybe moving the game.
Yeah. Yeah. They put the game in Minnesota. Minnesota's on the road this week. So put the game in Minnesota, you know, and there are Bucks and Chiefs fans around the country.
Yeah.
Charge them half price to come in and watch the game and fill a stadium and, you know, just watch the game.
Yeah. And a lot of Florida residents have evacuated. You know, it's just so much chaos.
And it'll be more of a Super Bowl game anyway at that point because you have two teams playing at a neutral site.
Yeah. Now, but the cold, Minnesota cold, man. In fact, I will argue that Minnesota is always cold.
Tom Brady played for 20 years in the cold.
This is what I'm saying.
Patrick Mahomes plays in the cold in Kansas City. It won't change. It wouldn't change anything.
At least for them, at that level, the leadership of the team.
Exactly.
Now, talking about leadership and majority, it's a little bit of NBA news. Just as as I close it out, you throw in, because, you know, it's Rowan Day.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of stories. LeBron and AD in L.A.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers and Harden in Philly. You know, from left to right, from West Coast to East Coast, the focus is on the head game, right? Focus is on building leaders on the court.
Yeah.
And that takes us right to Buddy, you know, from the Bahamas to Indiana. Buddy is showing what it takes to take the helm and to take the lead, right?
And Braun won him.
Yeah. These rumors continue to persist.
Yeah, Braun won him.
Rick Fox, if you out there, please don't make me beat up. I mean, I don't mind. Tell the people I slid into your DMs because I'm trying to get you to slide onto my show on the clock so we could talk about what you need from us in the Bahamas to get Buddy to L.A. How many cookouts I need to have?
Yeah, how many steakouts? How many sellouts?
How many blocks I need to sell in the walk-a-thon, right? Yeah, how many miles brownies, I need to sell?
Yeah, how many brownies and cookies we got to sell, yeah.
Absolutely. And wouldn't that be great if we could have a Bahamian, the Ministry of Tourism is invested in Florida as a partner, right, for growing tourism and sports tourism in particular. But you could imagine if the Bahamas could have its own sports rivalry between the East Coast and the West Coast with the Lakers.
Well, there was a rivalry years ago right here in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
The Raiders versus the Hoyas.
I tell you what, I'm so glad that many of those players have matured.
Yeah.
And decided to put that game down.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that in Freeport, they also have like a Puma gang versus the Nike gang.
Now, first of all, let me object. I mean, of course, the overall objection is to violence, right? But second of all, if you're going to have a gang name, can you make it could you be the Kamalamis or something?
Can you be like the Dillies or
the Chichanis or something?
Yeah, the Hog Plums or?
Also, on another note, let me tell you some gangs we need no more of. You know, in I think it's in Britain or maybe in the U.S. In the U.S., I think they have these gangs like the Kia Boys and the Sorrento Boys.
Yeah.
And all these by them do is thief that type of car. First of all, we want none of those gangs here. In fact, I have a strict, as we close out the show, I have a campaign suggestion. You all want to get a handle on all this thiefing because thiefing is working to be the number one sport of the country. Like, you're all hard at it. These people just introduced pickleball. You all put thiefing on the table long time. They want Tiffin to be the national sport. So I had come up with this campaign idea. I think it could work. Dear Weed Man, you know, the boys, them who sell the weeds to people, I think you should refuse to sell the weeds to thieves. No weeds for thieves.
How you going to know that feather you said?
I don't know. These boys, them is no. They know. Yeah. I'm not saying birds of a feather flock together. I'm just saying that even in criminality, you all need to have standards.
Yeah.
No weeds for thieves. I think we would quickly see that sport diminish in the Bahamas. Because you're all out here thiefing like it's a sport. I could be honest with you. And we don't have enough referees. Anyway, Mr. Sawyer, game of the week. You think it's the Bucks versus the Chiefs?
I think it is. I think the Bucks versus Chiefs. And definitely everybody's going to be tuning in on Monday night. The Niners versus Rams. I mean, you can say what you want about the records right now. Because both of us, a bit struggling. But that's a divisional game.
Yeah.
That's our quote-unquote chalk for the last 3 years.
So you expect a win?
I expect a win, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, because these...
I expect to win.
These guys are... they're the reigning champions?
They are the reigning champions.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be the best, they had to beat the best. They had to beat us to get there.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, I hope they prepared. Look what you're going to get when you're tired of what you got. We are all out of time. Mr. Sawyer.
It's been great, Aaron.
Yeah, man. I want to just say, as we close this out, to Buddy, to DeAndre, to Kai, y'all are getting ready for the season. Work hard. Do your best. But just remember, we got you. We support you. You do your best, no matter how you perform, we got you.
Yeah,
you's a Bahamian.
Yeah, man, you's a Bahamian.
Even when you forget you's a Bahamian, you's a Bahamian.
I mean, we beat Jamaican cricket.
Yeah, you can imagine that.
Wow.
We beat Jamaican. And eh?
I gotta go make some phone calls.
I can't believe
my friends of mine in Jamaica.
When you all have that game, Bahamas versus the world, everybody gotta be there. Everybody got to be there.
Yeah, man.
Bahamas voices were. Producer, play that music for us. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next.
Have a great weekend, Aaron.
Yeah, man. You too.
Boy, Aaron, the last time we took a trip down in Nagua. But this time, we're going to San Salvador.
Say what? You talking about my own gun? Over the UE, over the hill, down in the field. You know what I'm saying?